God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Like I told the children, we're celebrating Christ the King Sunday today. Christ the King Sunday is the very last Sunday of our church year. Like I said earlier, next week we start Advent. That's our new year. That's the time when everything becomes new and we look forward to a whole new cycle as well. Interestingly, though, Christ the King is not an ancient holiday. Christ the King Sunday was only developed in 1925 by Pope Pius XI. This came right after World War I, when the Pope at the time, and I'm sure many others, saw that our world had become so violent and so disconnected, so eager to destroy one another, that at least this Pope, Pius XI, wanted to select a day in which we as Christians, not just Catholics, but all Christians across the world, were able to recognize Jesus with humility and with peace, and knowing that peace really does come from Jesus. Peace comes from the willingness to follow Jesus, follow his humble ways. My clicker isn't quite working here today, so bear with me if some of the words don't come up quite as well as they should. So today, as we read the gospel lesson, you might wonder, well, why in the world do we read that story? Why do we read that story of crucifixion, of such a horrible time in our king's life? Why do we look at this horrible thing happening? Why do we read about leaders scoffing at Jesus? Why do we read those things where it says, let him save himself, and the inscription that was put on the cross, the King of the Jews, a statement that was insincere at best. But I think we do that, we read that story today, if only to hear the contrast between that and the one who says, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Remember me. Remember me. How often do we cry out to God that way too? God, remember me. Remember the needs that I have. Remember the ways that I struggle in this world. The way leaders and others are scoffing at me. Remember me. Sometimes we take that sense of remembering and we say, well, that happens in more of a cosmic way. We hope that maybe Jesus remembers me when I go to heaven. Remembers me when my life is over and eternity awaits me. And there's nothing certainly incorrect about that. That is one of the promises and one of the ways that we look forward to ultimately knowing God in its fullness. But we also remember that God remembers us. God brings us together in this world as well. How is it that we together remember Christ and Christ remembers us as we join hands with our neighbors and our friends and even strangers and folks that maybe are not as privileged as others of us to understand exactly what it is that God has done in and for us. This is also why, by the way, we have this circular church year, why we begin Advent again every year and we go through the story of Epiphany and Lent and into Easter and then to Pentecost and through that long summer stretch of remembering how it is that God has remembered each and every one of us through the cycles of our lives. And so as we remember this day, remember the ways in which God has come to us, we also remember to look back and see really where was it that God met us on our way. As this last church year, last day of the church year comes about, I like to look back and I like to think, where has God been in these times? And so if we look back to a year ago almost, at the time of Advent last year, we can remember that here we were, gathered once again in this place, even without masks at that time, which at the time, if you remember, was such a relief, such a blessing for us to know that perhaps our world was coming out of this difficult time called pandemic. But we also gathered in our community. We gathered to experience the goodness that comes from our partners in ministry, and we gathered here in this place then for Christmas to remember again how it is that God comes to us. Gathering in this place becomes for us a theme through the year. Of course, our world continues to go on. It was snowy last year, round about the time that Epiphany came around, just like it is now. But ministry continued to happen inside these walls and without. Ministry continued to happen as two or three were gathered together and found new ways to connect with people in our community and with one another. We celebrated our 125th anniversary last February during that time of Epiphany. We actually got to receive that certificate at the Synod Assembly that happened later in the year, and our voting members received that for the whole congregation. But in February, we gathered together to remember our past, our present, and our future, with our bishop coming together with us to help us celebrate, help us to look forward to. And we dedicated a special plaque that now sits out on our roadway to the goodness of the people that built this building, that set out in 1932, 90 years ago, to say, we will take that extra effort, even in difficult times of their own, to speak and act in this community in brand new ways by building a new church building. These are the things that are happening through our year. Of course, the snow continued to pile up as we entered into this time of Lent. Lent, in some ways, sort of means springtime, but around here, it maybe means just a little bit more winter. And yet again, inside, as we escaped those cold days, ministry continued to happen, as in the making of the baptismal faith chests. Men getting together to share their lives together, but also to hammer a few nails. Well, they don't hammer nails. They use one of those fancy air guns now. But a lot of cutting and measuring and building faithfully those precious moments that we can share with folks who come into this place and bring their little children, and we begin to say, let us grow a faith together with them. Holy Week was a blessed time as we continued to gather in this place, old and young alike, able to come together and be the people of God, remembering how it is that Christ gave his life for us. Of course, Easter was a little bit of a challenge as we woke up that morning to snowfall, and some of us even gathered down at the camp for a Easter sunrise service. We wondered, is this really Easter? Is this really the inbreaking of God into our world in this brand new way? And even as we gathered, we knew that that was true, that that promise of new life springing forth from the cold, frozen ground was real. And once again, we gathered in this place. This picture of gathering up in front here is actually one from a few years ago. This wasn't just last year. That's actually Peg and Gary's little granddaughter looking up at me as we gather and look toward the goodness of God. Of course, ministry went on as people like our quilting folks gathered together to box up their, more than 400 quilts this year that they gave away, but also our faithful prayer shawl knitters, and everyone who puts hand to work to make this world a better place as we serve in our own community and in the world beyond. Speaking of the world beyond, our youth and some of our adults went to Camp Ponderosa over the summer, a new place for eventually veterans to gather and to receive goodness and hope and help as they continue on their journey of recovery and re-entry into this world that is not a place of war. Our youth and our adults that went there spent time chopping wood and painting buildings and generally blessing that place for the goodness that would come through them. Personal note, I became a grandfather this year. No, not a grandfather to a child, but a grandfather to a kitten. that lives out in Kentucky that we get to go visit sometimes. And the blessing of new things that come into our lives are part of our story as we cycle through the year, isn't it? Sometimes we have to say goodbye to people, as we did this year with some of our faithful friends who made journeys to new places of living, but also we welcomed other new folks into our congregation. And again, that cycle of what God has given us day to day continues to move. Summer was not without its difficulties and with its tragedies, but it also came with goodness. This is a fish that I was able to catch with our friend Dan as he continues to teach me how to fly fish. My first fish that I actually pulled into the boat, and well, Dan helped get the hook out a little bit. Didn't want me to hurt myself. As new things come into our lives and we learn new ways of doing things and new ways of experiencing the blessings of God, and we know so many ways that God has given us this rich and blessed place to live where we can see the old and the new that God brings into our world. Ministry continued as we moved into the autumn months. We began feeding our homeless friends and hungry people in our neighborhood again through Feeding the Flathead and some other ways of doing that. We also had the opportunity to give ourselves away by sharing our space here in this place, but also looking forward to ways that we could venture out into our world. It is a blessing to be able to have these resources and to be able to do these things, but also to go out and build resources for others through things like Habitat for Humanity or blessing one another in our lives, and maybe even looking to those that are far away from us as we bless folks that make their way into this good place that we have found. Autumn continued. We weren't quite done. We were able to celebrate something wonderful. More than 400 people walking through our parking lot for Trunk or Treat, and the opportunity to share with our neighbors again the blessings of our lives, if only through a piece of candy or a happy word about the costume that they were dressed up in. Our Trunk or Treat brought together people from around our community so that we could celebrate life together and share in the goodness of all that God has to give us. And one last thing before we go in the autumn each year, we celebrate again those saints that have passed through this world and into the next. 20-some saints today, this year that we named, we blessed, we gave thanks to God for, because we know that our lives here in this place are not the end, but only another time around the circle of our living and into the blessings of God. We gather so that we may remember that cycle. Even as the snow begins to fall again, the gathering continues to happen both here, downstairs, and in so many places as we, as the church, celebrate life, moving through God's cycle and into God's goodness. Perhaps that's the way we understand Christ to be King of our lives, as one who brings us together, who gives us work to do and play to share and rest to be had, but mostly the gift of one another, praying for one another, encouraging one another, working and living for one another. For Christ is our King, both in this world and the next, always gathering us around who Christ is, the blessing of our lives, the blessing of goodness, so that we can know who we are and whose we are, and ultimately for whom we are. Christ belongs to us. We belong to Christ, and all belong to Christ. Amen.